WTOP 248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The January 6th House Select Committee meets tomorrow afternoon, and it's believed the committee's final move will be to vote in favor of making criminal referrals to the Justice Department against former President Trump.
I think that the evidence is there that Donald Trump committed criminal offenses in connection with his efforts to overturn the election.
Committee member Adam Schiff expressed concern that federal prosecutors may be slow to move on charges as long as Trump is politically relevant as he makes another White House bid.
I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
On his Truth Social platform, the former president wrote, "Republicans and patriots all over the land must stand strong and united against the thugs and scoundrels of the Unselect Committee."
That's CBS's Christian Benavides reporting. Around a dozen people are seriously injured after a flight headed to Hawaii hit severe turbulence. Honolulu Emergency Medical Services Director Jim Ireland.
What we know is it was a Hawaiian Air inbound to Honolulu from Phoenix, about 30 minutes from Honolulu International Airport. They encountered some sort of turbulence that resulted in injuries to the passengers.
Title 42 is set to expire on Wednesday, and El Paso, Texas has declared a state of emergency due to an influx of migrants. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez tells CBS migrant facilities in El Paso are already filled beyond capacity.
500 migrants in a pod, they call them pods, essentially a large cell that holds about 100 people.
On Fox News Sunday, Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, whose district includes El Paso, insists the situation is under control.
FEMA has been extraordinary in our community. They have advanced funding to local governments.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Argentina beat France 4-2 at the World Cup finals today, besting the defending champs and earning their first championship since 1986. In Paris, French fans were disappointed that their team didn't repeat, but
France made us proud. Like the French team, they were incredible today. So amazing game, and congrats to Argentina.
Health officials warn that the next few weeks are going to be key in containing the flu. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation, hospital beds in the U.S. are already 80% full.
The hospitals haven't been this full since the peak of the Omicron wave last winter. The difference is that last winter, 25% of those hospital beds were filled with COVID admissions. Right now, only 6% are filled with COVID admissions. So a lot of them are influenza admissions and other respiratory pathogens like adenovirus, parainfluenza. All the things that plague us each winter are coming back with a vengeance.
This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear span building at end-of-the-year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows around 2 below. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow. Tomorrow, 20. Cloudy skies. Overcast. Tomorrow night, snow likely. 10 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow. Tomorrow through tomorrow night with another dusting Wednesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 7 above.
We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's the Drunk Drivers there out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So before the break, we had the Skin Tones on. Thanks to Pete and Tony for coming in and sharing the new music with us. I started the wrong song for the second time tonight. Oops, sorry. So because of that, the new Skin Tones song that we're debuting here on the station got cut off. And I'm going to have like guilt sweats all night long because I screwed that up. So because of that, we're just going to play it again. Once again, the Skin Tone, their brand new song, played in America. Max Inc. Radio.
Steven Polito, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
I've been
Backseat Radio, we are local music. That's Mars Hall there. You got No Soul from 2020. Skin Tones before that with their brand new song. Gosh, I mean, I was like pushing buttons and I don't know what happened there. But, you know, live radio is always a wonderful thing, right? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. They'll be back on air on New Year's Eve from the spaceship.tv. The Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, Porky's Groove Machine are all playing live for us. And we're going to broadcast it here on Civic Media and on the spaceship.tv where you can sit on your couch and watch us. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a New Year's Eve like no other, live at the spaceship here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, and the spaceship.tv. Max Inc. Heavy's coming up. It's going to be done by the Emperor tonight. Best of the 20s for Max Inc. Heavy. Also coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get Paul Flipowitz on the phone. He's a Chicago Hall of Famer, Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, I should say. And he's a hell of a nice guy, too. He has brand new music coming out. We're going to get him on the phone here in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's do some Rascal Theory. This is Buzzkill on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Ignatian Jones, that's Hollow Bill from Poets and Neckties, their 2021 release here on Max Inc. Radio. Some Blythe Gamble before that with Take Me, Bake Me. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Stick around. Paul Flipowitz is going to be on the show in just a couple of minutes. He has a brand new album out. I got three tracks we're going to play off of that. And we're here from Paul himself. He's going to call in from Lake Mills. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's three locations in the Madison area, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Hell's. Salvatore's Tomato Pies.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, outdoor seating, great music. You probably don't want to sit outside this time of year. They move you inside for the good beer, the good food. You can see the full menu and the music lineup at FullMileBeerCompany.com. That's FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lowest dip down to about 7 above tonight, under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 24 tomorrow, cloudy. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Chance of snow, lows dip down to about 20. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, I'll get to town.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. That is Paul Flipowitz. Brand new music from Paul right there. It is called When I Get to Town. And on the phone with me right now is Paul Flipowitz, Chicago Blues Hall of Famer. Paul, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, sir.
How you doing, Jimmy? Good to talk to you, man.
It's good to talk to you. Well, you know, a little programming note, you were supposed to come in and play live in the Devil's Lair tonight, but with the sound man, Rocker, being out of the commission, we weren't able to pull that off. So I think it's going to work out good because I'm excited to hear your brand new album, Paul. How you doing, first of all? What's new?
Same deal. You know, I'm just attempting to get this release going, and so it's kind of all encompassing, but yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You know, you've been at this for a long time. I think you 10 albums. This is going to be your 11th album.
Yeah.
How was this album as it came together, the conception of this album versus your other albums that you had?
That's a very interesting question because I really had a lot of this stuff together before the COVID thing hit. And I was ready to record an album. This wasn't like a hurry up thing for me. You know what I mean? I had a lot of these songs, over half the songs I had together, you know, and, so, you know, and then we got froze out of the studio for a year and a half, and I did do a medium amount of live gigs during the summers and stuff during the COVID thing, but we weren't able to get into into the studio and all that. And I just want to make sure that this music stays alive so people get a chance to hear what a West Side Blues Chicago West Side Chicago blues guitar player is supposed to sound like.
Absolutely. And we just played the song When I Get to Town. Tell us about that song there, Paul.
Tell you about what about the song?
Tell us about the song. What's the song about and what it means to you when I get back to town or when I get to town?
I'm an old school blues guitar guy and I get my inspiration the old-fashioned way. Working out on my property up north, and I was working on one of my mowing machines, and being the blues guy that I am, I started walking. I had to go get some bolts and parts and wrenches, and started singing When I Get to Town, and that's how the inspiration for that came, and it just kind of morphed into a song with my band.
And I want to ask you the same question about the title track off the new CD, Paul. The CD is called Pier 43. We're actually going to play the title track right after we speak here. Pier 43 about?
Pier 43 is an instrumental. And I usually have a couple instrumentals on each one of my recordings. And my instrumentals try and capture a mood without words, a musical mood. And when I was in my 20s, for three seasons, I worked on the docks in Milwaukee, loading freighters, being an extra man. And there's something about doing stuff like that. I worked there for probably 3 months of the year for 3 years. I don't know, just got under my skin, and I like getting to work at, 7 o'clock, getting there at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and it'd be, and leaving at sometimes at midnight. We would pull long shifts. And there's just something moody and eerie about that I tried to capture in a musical sense.
It's pretty interesting that an instrumental became the title track of the album. So that piece, that song or the instrumental must really mean a lot to you.
It does. It's You know, I think it's like this last one here, when I get to town, I think that captured what a live blues band is supposed to sound like. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was coming up, I got to go see everybody. I got to see B.B. King, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, you know, Hound Dog Taylor, all of those, everybody. And you know, that music, when I was coming up, they were playing hard and aggressive and taking no prisoners on every show. And I don't believe that people know what that's like to go see that stuff. So that's what I was trying to, you know, the last song is like that. It takes no prisoners, you know. That's what, to me, Chicago blues guitar is like. It's different that, you know, it's not... It's a living, breathing. The song's different every time you play it, and Pier 43 that's coming up is like that too. It does have it does put you in a mood, hopefully.
Paul Flipowitz joins us here on Max Inc. Radio. Pier 43 is the name of the new album. The release date is January 10th, so it's out there now. I'm assuming it's probably all over the internet, all the streaming platforms and everything, Paul?
It's not going to be released till the 10th of January.
Oh, it's still December. Forgive me. My brain.
Right, yeah, right. So it'll be, but it's going on all the streaming. It's not going on everything, and... It's going to be on, you know, Spotify and Apple and all everything, you know.
And, of course, get out to a Paul Flipowitz show. That's the best way to grab the CD. Plus, you get to see the live show. What's on your calendar up?
Actually, I am playing in Madison on December 29th at the Eastside Club. I did want to mention that.
Nice. That's a good place for the blues. They have a nice little bar in there, too, at the Eastside Club.
Yeah, and it's an early show. It's at 5:30, but it will be dark, so you can get the feel.
And Paul, I understand there's some hidden tracks on this song featuring some of your hard driving band from 1979. Talk about that.
I have two bonus tracks. On the last two tracks are bonus tracks from 1979, a WIBA radio concert. They used to have a studio, and they'd do live radio shows. And that band, it's me, I have Clyde Stubblefield on drums, Gary Zappa on bass, Fat Richard Drake, of course, Clyde Stubblefield needs no introduction. Mm-hmm. Gary Zappa is a bass player who played with Ben Sidran, and he played with me all these guys played with me for 5 or 6, 7 years there in the 70s and early 80s. Fat Richard Drake on sax, who was Luther's horn player for like 13 years, Luther Allison, that is. And Johnny Chimes, who's still in the neighborhood playing piano on it, and a guy from Texas named Will Smokey Log, who went on to have a pretty good career. I think me and Johnny Chimes and Zappa are the only guys left alive out of that band, but we had some hellacious shows that... I wanted to document that fact. My guitar playing isn't as good then as it is now, I don't think, but it still, I think, stands the test of time.
I would agree with that. It's definitely stood this test of time for sure. You've done so much. This is your 11th album. You got a property full of vehicles to be fixed up and lawnmowers to be oiled and stuff like that, man. What's next for you, Paul? What's your goal for the next coming year here?
I just want to be healthy enough to keep doing shows. And I plan, I figure I'm good for another 10 years easy. But, you know, I'm starting to slow down a little bit, which I don't really like to admit. But, the body, the mind is there, but the body don't want to hold up like it should. So I'm trying to take better care of myself, but I'm still making shows. We're still getting it done.
Excellent. And once again, tell us that show coming up here in Madison.
Okay. Yeah. The one on is December 29th at the Eastside Club. That's over,
in Monona,
over by
there.
Oldbrook up.
Yep.
Stuff. Yeah.
All right.
And then And tomorrow I'm going to be in Milwaukee at the Anodyne Coffee Place. We're having a big extravaganza tomorrow afternoon at 6 o'clock with me and Al Dorn, who's a harp player, was in my band for about 3-4 years, and another guitar player named Robert Allen Jr., who's a great guitar player, good guy, who put it all together. So that's tomorrow. So, you know, we're doing it.
You're doing it. Paul, I really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the brand new CD. I know you've worked hard and long on it, and your heart and soul's in it. And you can really tell when you're listening to the songs. It's just good blues music, and thank you so much for it.
You bet, Jimmy. Anytime, man.
Pier 43 is the name of the new album. That's here, the title track right now. It's an instrumental, and it's really groovy. Check it out. Paul Flipowitz on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
don't you block my road. There's a highway man, man, don't you block my road.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's brand new Paul Flipowitz right there. Angel Face, Pier 43. Thank you to Paul Flipowitz for taking the time out of the night and calling in. We're going to get him back here live in person in the Devil's Lair sometime in the near future. We just don't know when. In the meantime, get out, see a show, and pick up his brand new album. I'm Jimmy K. I'm out of here. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up next. Be sure to check out the New Year's show on thespaceship.tv and here at Civic Media. Got some Delta routine just around the corner right now from Milwaukee. It's Arrow and Over You, Max Inc. Radio.
I had a dream last night, I was watching you sleep. Your hair was soft and your breath was sweet. I wish I could stay asleep all day. In that dream is where I want to stay. Now there's only one thing that I wish I knew. How am I gonna get over you? Well, it was so easy at the very start. My heart.
committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding what may be its final hearing Monday, December 19th, starting at noon. Listen for special live coverage on your local civic media radio station. Then join the conversation as your favorite hosts talk about the hearing, the final report, and what it all means to you. It's insight you won't find anywhere else. Tune in on Monday, December 19th at noon to your local civic media radio station, also streaming on the Civic Media app.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for